The Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority, or TBARTA, will release their master plan to the public during their monthly board meeting on Friday. Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio is a TBARTA board member and a leading advocate for mass transit in the city and the region. This morning, WMNF asked Mayor Iorio about TBARTA's regional transportation master plan and how it might dovetail with a possible high-speed rail corridor in the state.
On Friday, TBARTA is going to unveil the master plan for the whole region, and this is a first time ever that we've had a bona fide transit plan for seven counties. The start of it will be light rail in Hillsborough County, and that's predicated on the successful passage of a 1 cent sales tax in November of next year. And then we hope to see light rail spread to Pasco and Pinellas counties, and eventually commuter rail to Manatee and Sarasota and up through Pasco to Hernando and Citrus counties, and even east to Lakeland. So this is a long-range plan. It's a 2035 and a 2050 plan. But I think we've learned over this past century that if we don't put out these long-range plans and then incrementally work towards them, we just won't make the kind of progress that this region needs. So I'm very hopeful that this TBARTA plan is going to be the start of something great.
And one thing that TBARTA hasn't concentrated on much yet is the high-speed rail links that now, because of the stimulus package, might be resurrected between Tampa and Orlando and Miami. How will that be integrated into TBARTA's plan?
No, it needs to be right away. I think we were all a little bit caught off guard because the high-speed rail had been pronounced dead for so many years. And then along comes President Obama, and in his stimulus package, he says, if you're shovel ready, if you're far enough along in your planning, here's $8 billion for this program. Of course, that's nationwide. Well, just so happens that the Tampa to Orlando link had been planned and had been far along in their engineering. And so they consider themselves, the High Speed Rail Commission, they consider themselves to be ready for this, their share of that $8 billion. Well, that really changes the dynamics, because that really means that one day you'll get on light rail at Tampa International Airport and do your business downtown, and then you'll say, well, now I need to go to Orlando. And so you'll hop on the high-speed rail link to Orlando. And that's the way our state needs to be integrated with transportation.